But I figured in honor of the Yom Tov HaGadol that's coming our way, this past winter break, I spent some time reading and learning, trying to learn, the Ma'amarim in the back of the Chovas HaTalmidim. There's three beautiful Ma'amarim. The first one is how to contemplate Hasidic teachings, how a person begins to try to take an idea in. The third Ma'amar is about Shabbos Kodesh and how to attach ourselves more deeply to that. The second Ma'amar is called Torah, Tefillah, V'Shira LaHashem. And in the middle of this Ma'amar, the Biyazetz Rebbe, Zichr Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha, goes off on the most beautiful, poetic, arichus, painting a picture of what the Seder night can be. And you know, for all the fancy Torah in the world, I couldn't think of a nicer way to prepare for Pesach than to read this piece together, to read it slowly, to savor the words of this holy Jew, and to try in some small way. Don't feel badly if you feel like I'm not holding by this madriga. We'll end with a word to lift us up to it. But you should just be inspired by it. Just be captivated by it. It's so, so beautiful. And I wrote down in my calendar when I found this in January, I wrote in my little pocket calendar, and you know, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I said, please learn the Chovas HaTalmidim piece in the back with yourself and with others, because it's really the best way to prepare for Pesach. So we'll start again. It's in this middle of this Maimer called Torah Tefillah V'Shira LaHashem, and he's describing the beauty of Pesach. Okay, we'll start in the bottom left hand corner. This is section 3 of this Maimer. Va'av Chag HaPesach Shebo Ikar HaShira B'Leil Pesach. He's describing the Koch of Shira, which is something that he does in many of his Sfarim, and he describes that Pesach, the night of Pesach, is a night of Shira. It's a night of Shira, it's a night of Tefillah, it's a night of Kol HaMarbe L'Saper B'Yisias Mitzrayim HaRizim Meshubach. The more deeply I can connect, and that's a lot of what Shira is trying to do, help us to connect in a Pnimi type of way to an idea, to connect through the storytelling of Yisias Mitzrayim, to connect through the song of Yisias Mitzrayim, the Oz Yashir, which is the pinnacle of Yisias Mitzrayim, the Yisa Bazar HaKadosh, Shakarish Baruchu Im Kol HaPamal Yadilei. I want to just actually preface with one thing. Because that's the Rebbe, like many of the you don't find it as much in Sefer Chassidus. You certainly find it by some of the giants of the Musar movement and some of the great Bali Machshava. But the Piazat Serbi was big on it. And that is to really try to paint through words an experience. And to try to contemplate it. And to try to close your eyes and sort of lose yourself in it. And to really use the koach of dimyon in a healthy way. To imagine something that we don't even have a clue what it means. But even in the smallest of ways that we can imagine it. To try to make these ideas real. So again, picture, obviously, with care and sensitivity, how we picture Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You know, not like when I ask my daughter, what do you think Hashem looks like? And you get great answers to that question when you ask, you know, a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old. But to try to picture this Zohar a little bit. Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu Im Kol HaPalmal Yadilei. That Kadosh Baruch Hu and the entire heavenly hosts, myriads upon myriads of angels, Ba'im L'Shmoa Es Shiras Yisrael B'Shivchei Hashem B'Leil Zeh. The whole heavens, Shmei HaShemayim, which can't contain a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal leaves his place in the heavens, and he comes with his whole heavenly court to listen to the beautiful songs of Klai Yisrael. To stand by every Jew, such as Eliyahu HaNavi, who comes around to the Seder. Kadosh Baruch Hu and every angelic force in heaven comes to listen in. V'chein yom ha'achronim shal Pesach b'shir ha'sayam. When we come to that beautiful moment at the end of Pesach, right, Shvi shal Pesach, we come to Shir ha'sayam. When we come makom im gam es nafshav rucho lo ye'orer b'shirah, Simcha v'nitzot b'nei neviim shabo lo yeda mahu leil pesach u'ma mitzvah. Let's stop there. Mahu leil pesach. If a person doesn't work to be ma'or, as big as it is, as lofty as it is, again he says, mikol makom im gam es nafsh rucho lo ya'or b'shir. If you don't work to be ma'or yourself, if you don't try to give yourself over, now you'll see. He makes it sound like who in the right mind wouldn't give himself over. But if you don't work to try to really to sing and to sing as if I'm singing to the entire heavenly court. And if I'm not awakening with a great simcha, that nitzot of the b'nei hanaviim shabo, it's a lashon that the piyazetzer uses very often. This b'nei hanaviim, the spirit of the b'nei hanaviim. If you don't work with great joy to arouse that spark of the b'nei hanaviim shabo within himself, lo yeda ma'u leil pesach. You can pass through Pesach like a person who is such an outsider to this whole inner world of Pesach. You'll ask yourself, what's the big deal? Kol osu alayla, they sat in Bnei Brak, they had nothing else to do. They were so bored that they spent the whole night telling the same stories over and over with a smile on their face. What were they so excited about? Kishadai v'shtayim v'shalosh tevos. Listen, I can tell you the whole story in a couple of words. Okay, a paragraph. A couple of paragraphs. I can tell you all of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Jews went to, right, go back to the sale of Yosef. I can tell the whole thing in 3 minutes. Okay, good. So let's get a good night's sleep. It's, you know, Zman Chivir Seinu, let's relax a little bit. What's the big deal? You have to be mishubach. You don't understand what that means. What does it mean to have a meal in the middle of Hallel? What does it mean to be eating with such kedusha and with such tara that it has a place to eat? Like the Imre Yemes spoke about the wonder of eating a meal mamish smack in the middle of Hallel. You have Hallel at the end of Magid, you have Hallel at the end of the Seder, and in the middle we're sitting there, we're enjoying, we're eating, we're drinking. But only a person who's an inner person can understand the role of a meal in the middle of a Hallel. And furthermore, a person who's outside of this whole experience will say to himself, why don't I have to say halal in shul and then say it again at home? Enough! That's how an outsider talks. But a person who's be'emes, living through the nekudas Yisrael inside of himself, a person who allows himself once in a while to free his soul from the confines of the body, and he allows his neshama, his nefesh, not even neshama, his nefesh, the lowest part of the soul, that it should be awakened, should be aroused, should be elevated. He's mistakel, he wants to see something beyond this world. And the experiences of the soul, he allows himself to feel a little bit. His mind doesn't understand it, and if you try to approach it intellectually, you're not going to understand it because it's not an intellectual experience. He writes by Shabbos HaGadol from the year in the Eish Kodesh. You don't have it printed in front of you, but in the Eish Kodesh, for the Shabbos HaGadol piece from the year Tafshin, the year 1940. He talks about what was this strange thing where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, Mashchu ukechu lachem tzon, right? Take for yourself a tzon. So the Medrash says, Mashchu yedeichem mi'avodah zarah. Withdraw your hands from avodah zarah. This is the first time Moshe is telling them. They're about to leave. Now Moshe says, by the way, you know, you should probably stop with avodah zarah before we leave Mitzrayim. Okay, if you want to hear about the avodah zarah they took with them out of Mitzrayim, we'll speak to Sam afterwards. He's preparing a beautiful shiur on it. Right? But like now Moshe finally says to them, so that's how he quotes. He says from the Imre Eli Melech, V'chilo amar lehem Moshe Rabbeinu ad ata, shalo yavdu avodah zarah. When now for the first time Moshe says to them, stop worshipping avodah zarah. He didn't say beforehand, stop worshipping avodah zarah. Now for the first time, he's telling them, stop worshipping avodah zarah. And he develops a whole arichas here. But he says at the end of the piece, you know what's really happening here? He says, sometimes we try to experience things intellectually. And sometimes we give ourselves the peace of mind to let our neshama just feel something that it doesn't understand. But it feels right, and it feels good. And you're experiencing it be'etzem. That's the whole Indian of be'etzem, right? Etzem lo sishbrubo. You're not allowed to break the bones by the Karban Pesach. You can't break the etzem. Breaking the etzem means that I'm so caught up in trying to understand it that I don't just let it be. I'm not experiencing it from a place of etzem. So says the Eish Kodesh, the end of the piece, Shabbos HaGadol, 1940. When a person allows himself to get close to Hashem and close to his Torah, so he's darshaning the pasuk, Magid dvarav liYaakov, chukav u'mishpatav liYisrael. That chukim and mishpatim become one and the same. That what's chok, what I don't understand, and mishpat, what I think I understand, I realize I don't really understand the mishpatim. And the fact that I don't understand the chukim doesn't bother me anymore. You know why? Because the person is living through a place called etzem. And he says, therefore, kishabo yisrael lakayim mitzvah rishona karban pesach. When we got that first special mitzvah of karban pesach, right? Because achodesh is alachem. He says it's not really the first mitzvah of klal yisrael is the karban pesach. Is the karban pesach. Ramaz lahem Moshe Rabbeinu, mashchu yadecha me'avodah zarah. It's time to stop doing avodah zarah. What does that mean? It doesn't mean stop worshiping idols. It means stop doing avodah zarah. Stop looking at Yiddishkeit in a strange way. Shelo tei avodas Hashem, haTorah v'mitzvos zarah lachem, rak etzem shalachem tia. Stop being so chitzoni. Lech lecha achar b'midbar. It's an eretz lezeruah. You have no clue what's going to grow there. You don't have proper food. You don't have proper clothing. Just trust me on this. Follow your kishkas on this one. Hashem says, it makes sense. Just do it. And Klal Yisrael let go, and they just did it. And therefore, the person who does it, who just allows himself to be, he understands why he's sitting at the Pesach Seder till 4 in the morning. And he understands why you need to say an extra halal in shul if you're going to say another halal at home. And he understands the depth of eating a meal in the middle of a halal. So says the Piyaz Esna. Let's read his words again. Aval Isha Yisraeli. Shagam b'chol ha'shana yishlos manim shenafshon b'sararas mis'ala u'mis'takeles. The person who lets his neshama just be once in a while. Who has ma'oros nafshon margish. And he allows the matters of the soul to just be felt. His mind doesn't understand it, and he's comfortable with that. That's okay by him. And when he comes down from that high, from that elevated experience, that feeling, he can't even describe. He's trying to figure out what was it that I saw, what was it that I felt, that felt so right. He doesn't know. It's not clear to him. He can't pick. What was it? You meet up with someone, you'll see, he'll describe it later. I don't want to ruin the piece by saying it in my own words. But you meet up with someone after Pesach and you say, how is Pesach? Oh, it's Gavalt. How is the Seder? Unbelievable. Yeah, what was so unbelievable? I can't put it into words. I can't tell you what it was. I just know it was. And I myself, I don't know why I feel the way I feel right now. But I know it was amazing. I know it was amazing. He doesn't even understand, again, the mahus of that which he saw, or that which he felt. He allows himself
to go l'malo matzavo, ulabit l'malo michsei ha'olam.
A person who allows himself once in a while to just hover above the world, to look down on the world, without trying to understand everything. So he's able to experience Pesach. That's the person how he experiences life, sometimes even during the year. All the more so on Pesach, says the Piyaz Esther. Oz, the bottom paragraph on page Kuf Tzadichas. Oz, Biskari v'mea Pesach, Yom she'einam v'sod yimos olam hazeh. When he enters that world of Pesach, where he doesn't have to work very hard to be above this world. Biskari v'yamim she'heim shel ora, days of light, days of simcha, Shiras Gan Eden, where he's singing the songs that were once sung in Gan Eden. And he's drawn into that spiritual world, that Gan Eden, that Pesach experience that he's been longing for. Yom v'yom u'miskariv. With each day, he's getting closer and closer from the time Nisan arrives, every day, a bit closer to that beautiful Leil HaSeder. Gufo kvar meichin b'pola tzarchei v'kashrus achad. His body's already doing the practical matters of the guf. He's kashering his oven. He's buying the needs for Pesach. V'nafsho kvar mischamemes keneged oro hamafia meirachuk. And he's warming his soul by that light, by that flame that he can perceive in the distance. It's still in a very mundane place. He's deciding, he's asking Shiloh, can this be kosher, can this not be kosher? Is this product acceptable? Is cumin, the spice. A big hack this year I saw. The OU says it's not kidneyos, and the CRC says it is kidneyos. Okay, but already that, there's like a fire burning inside him over deciding whether, you know, this spice is kidneyos or not. And he is busy, you know, finding quinoa this year, right? But already, he's warming, his soul is starting to warm up by that light that's already so far in the distance. He's just getting this first stages of starting to buy the Tzarchei Pesach. Ukvar yigi al bedikas chametz. And he goes a bit deeper, a little bit closer towards the Chag. He comes to really the opening event of the Chag, the bedikas chametz. Dricha rishona al miftan ha-chag, that first step on the threshold of the Yom Tov. Kedoshenu zechonam levracha amru. The great tzaddikim have taught us. Shechag ha-pesach hu bechinas av. Chag HaPesach is the world of pure Av. Ve'ish b'leiv atum yeshev lachor limtso tam usvara lama dafka Av. And the person whose heart is atum, a person whose heart is closed. So he asks himself, no, why is Pesach Ava? Who says that Pesach is Ava? What source says that Pesach is Ava? And he spends all this time trying to figure out, how is Pesach Ava? Rav Weinberger gave that mashal. Remember that mashal he gave a bunch of years ago? For those who have been following Rav Weinberger around for a couple of years. He gave a great mashal. He loves this mashal. It's a beautiful mashal. The muscle of the guy, the fellow who wrote the Encyclopedia of Love. This guy did all the research in the world on what love is. Right? Thousands of pages of his, you know, his magnum opus. But the man was never in love. He never felt love. He never felt love. He never saw a girl and said, I need to be with that girl. I want to know that girl. I want to marry that woman. And then what happened? Then this fellow one day he fell in love. And he took his book and he chucked it all aside. I don't know the first thing about love. But you're the world expert. You're the one who did all the research, right? You did all the surveys and you took...
And you thought you could codify, you know, the Shulchan Aruch of what it means Ahava, and then the second you tasted what Ahava really was, he threw the whole thing away. That's what he's saying here. The person who's closed up, whose heart is closed, so he's trying to figure out, I heard once that Pesach is Ahava, but I don't understand why that is. You don't understand why that is? And you've never touched Pesach, you never felt it. You never sat at a Seder. You never sat at a Seder, you know, with a stomach full of matzah. The Rebbe Chaim used to sit by the Seder. At the end of the Seder, he would sit. I just read this in a Sefer. The Rebbe Chaim would sit by the Seder at the end, and he would pat himself on the stomach and say, "Oh, innards, you should rejoice. You're so full of matzah and maror and charoses and yayin. You're filled with mitzvahs. The stomach, you should be so happy. Ma'ajim b'simcha." But a person who's outside says, "Are you talking to your stomach? Are you crazy? You're drunk from the... What kind of wine were you drinking by the Pesach Seder?" Aval hu eino tzarech lachru levakesh ramazin. Right? The person who's closed up doesn't understand. What is this? Pesach is Ahava. But the one who understands, he doesn't need Ramazim. He doesn't need all sorts of explanations, hints. Ba'alil, with great clarity. Ba'alil. Ba'alil margish hu belibo, es kol mitzvos ha-Pesach, zihiriyosav, v'diktukav. The person who feels that he understands what it is. He understands why Pesach. He wants to be crazy about Pesach. He wants to get down on the floor and search for every crumb of chametz. Lobovad kamelach should go through Alav Adav. He doesn't approach it. He doesn't crack jokes at Pesach. Cheros, yeah, right, Cheros. You know how hard I'm working to prepare for Pesach. He doesn't make those jokes because by him that's not a joke. There's no. What do you mean? This is suffering. The opportunity to serve Hashem with every fiber of my body to shvitz as I scrub my kitchen for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ragam ka'av achobek es b'no akata. He sees himself, right? Or he's experiencing it. Not like a king who goes around his avadim, but like a father who's hugging his little child. Umitoch avivas, try to picture. You have to picture what the possessor is saying to really, whether you know, if you have children, if you don't have children, it doesn't matter. You have to picture this. You have a little sibling or not, just picture it. We can all picture it. Umitoch avivas, umitoch dire ava v'shidol. Omer lo aseina zos v'zos. I'm guilty of this. Our daughter's a hava. She's a great cleaner. She has my mother's genes in that way. She knows how, like, she can really get into it in a very gavaldic way. And she makes her bed at her Shabbos, like a big inni with the pillows and the dolls and the whole, like really, really good. She's really good and she loves it. It's like fun for her. Right? So like, once in a while at her Shabbos, the den's a big mess. The toys are like all mixed up, nothing's in the right box, and the puzzles are with this. And I say to her, "Zava, I challenge you, do you think you can clean up the whole den?" And to her, it's the biggest smile. It's not like, "Oh, come on, Dad, like another chore." Right? There's a certain simplicity. When I hold her by her hands, I look her in the eyes, I say, Do you wanna clean the den for Shabbos?" Right? Now it's a big job. She knows it's a big job. She did it last week. And she spent 45 minutes sifting through all the little pieces just so Meira can come over and dump the whole thing out and she starts the whole thing again. Right? But the child has that look in their eyes. Kids. That child has the look in their eyes of, "Yeah, my father, my mother wants me to, is giving me this awesome opportunity." Haben b'chol kocho rutz. You go running to clean up the den. There's an element of love. There's an element of awe. I don't want to let my parent down. Not because my parent, God forbid, is a you know, that type of parent who makes demands of a child in that way, but because the love that I feel from the parent makes me want to serve them. Daddy, not only did I clean the den, I also, you know, took the garbage from the bathroom and dumped it into the kitchen. "Wow, it's so nice. I didn't even ask you to do that." So mech osu mosif ava. And it's more and more, and it's with joy. And the more you're doing it, the more you're involved in it, the more joy, the more happiness you're feeling. And now you understand the whole Indian of chumras on Pesach. Right? Klal Yisrael take chumras, not because we're paranoid, we're scared of chametz. It's because it's coming from a place of ava. And if it's not coming from a place of ava, maybe you shouldn't take on all these extra chumras. Hashem's gentle eye looking down on us, waiting to see, how's it going to be? What's the Pesach home going to look like? Watching every deed that he does. Even the place where chametz, you know there's no chametz, you're still checking, just to be sure. Not out of a fear, but out of a love. He himself wants to climb into every crack and crevice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's kofei to al tanur. He's jumping on the top of the oven, praying in case a little, you know, breadcrumb got stuck to the top of the tanur. Machnia, he humbles himself. He's crawling around in the dirt, and he's happy to do it. Tzadikim did this for hours. You know, tzadikim lived in these tiny little apartments. There was no chametz anywhere. They didn't have food the rest of the year. What's the chametz? And they crawled around on their hands and knees for hours, searching with a simcha. Ki alev oreg, because the heart is yearning. V'daito eno miskareres, and the mind is not cooled. U'me'ata k'ma'at kasha lo kfar ledaber dvarim she'enim minyan ha'pesach. And by this point, when he's holding by bedikas chametz already, he's kol kulo. He's mamish. He's holding. He's climbing into the chorm and stuck him. He's literally living in those cracks. He's entering into that world of Pesach that he can't speak anything else besides words of Pesach. La'achina la Pesach. Lahagila Kalim, the kasher of the dishes. Liknos ma'al Pesach, to purchase the needs of Pesach. Zeo kol diburov machshavosov v'kulo kvar shakuo b'Pesach. He's mamish dipping, he's toveling his entire guf in that world called Pesach. U'mosev atalimodine Pesach, inyonov, remazov, and he starts to chazer the halachos of Pesach, and he's chazering the gematrias of Pesach, and he's chazering the stories that he loves on Pesach. Rimzei ha-seder, all of the steps of the seder, and all of the remazim, and all the different madrigos of understanding of what the Seder night is. U'memar lishkov, he goes to bed quickly on that night because he just wants it to be the morning already. He goes to bed the night before Pesach, right? He hurries to bed so that he can hurry to rise. V'lakum lisrof ha-chametz, he wants to be the first one to burn the chametz. V'akulam, and more than anything, la'fias ha-matzos mitzvah. Like the Shulchan Aruch describes in Siman Tafnun Ches, the Moira de Keschus, to bake the special matzos, the Erev Pesach matzos. Yesh lo kvar matzo v'beso, he has matzo in his house. Afshal Shmur, he has good matzo in his house. And yet he wants more. Abba was man shabes in Mikdash Hayakayam. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, who had Platron HaMelech Darnu, when we lived in the king's palace, Banu B'Shazo, Heichel Kacho, V'Kravnu Lo Karban, we had the schus of coming to that place and bringing that karban. As Hod Kedushas Avinu Malkeinu Ayin Ba'ayin Reinu, we came to a place where we could really look Hashem face to face, eye to eye, to come to a place to be seen, to see and to be seen, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Chagiga. He comes along with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Shira Shaharnu, he sings along with them. Unfortunately, nowadays we don't have that opportunity. And for a moment, the Piazester has taken us into a dark place. He's taking us into the realization that the centerpiece of Pesach is not to be found. The Karban Pesach. The singing that accompanied the Karban Pesach. So who are we to sing at the Pesach Seder? But he reminds us, and this may be the most beautiful line in the whole piece. Aval Avinu me'az gam atalanu. But Hashem hasn't changed. Hashem as Avinu, as our Father in Heaven, that hasn't changed. As Avasov, as Yirasov, that hasn't changed. Mina eish u mina cherev yitzalnu. Through fire and from the sword he has redeemed us, he has saved us. Uvilibenu tamanu, and he has hidden himself deep within the recesses of our heart. Veshalel kamo milafanim, and the halal that we have to sing at the Seder has to be as good as the halal they sang by the Karban Pesach, as it was milafanim in the earlier generations. Gamata lefan of Nashir, we have to sing with as much energy, with as much excitement. Lo avelus lo atzvus misorat, this is not a time to mourn what we don't have. It's a time to celebrate what we do have. Rakaguim el riyas hod kedushas of a mishkan kvod meos, to taste a little bit of what once was. Misorim banu, to awaken that within ourselves as it awakens itself within us. Hanefesh miskaberes ves kol mechitas shavars, to break down those walls. Whatever's holding us back from being a yid, to break down those walls on the Seder night. Hevdel hamakom lo yatrua. No place, no distance of place will stop us. Umercha kazman lo yafriua. And the distance of time, the length of the gullus, will not prevent us. In geshem v'lo gvula. There are no limitations to the experience that a Jew can have at the Pesach Seder. V'yachrim yotzi mitzrayim yilafanim. We stand side by side with our brothers who left Mitzrayim, with the part of ourselves that left Mitzrayim. V'makrivei ha-pesach b'mikdash. And we close our eyes, we transport ourselves mentally to that makom ha-mikdash with our Karban Pesach. And that's why all the Svarim talk, the Beit Tzadikim, they ate the Karban, they tasted the Karban Pesach. As crazy as that sounds, they could taste it in the matzah. They even say about some of the tzaddikim, you could see the fat dripping down, you could see the grease. They're eating a thin wafer piece of matzah, and you could see grease running down their beard. Because that was the experience by them, to tap into the place of Pesach and the carbon of Pesach. Anu ovdim atas avodas kedoshenu, we serve Hashem with the same kedusha of Atara. Gufenu es hamatzos ofe, we bake the matzos with all of our guf. Vinishmasenu oregas kosefes, and our heart and our soul is still yearning and longing. Vesahal al shara, and the halal we sing. Keinu adava rak mishagam b'chol hashanam is or nafsho kama v'olam at. Such is the experience for the person. Such is the experience for the person who throughout the year experiences a little bit of elevation. A person who can get a little bit into a kumzitz on a cold winter night with a couple of friends, sitting in someone's apartment, all the more so he's going to experience Pesach. Margish is a Pesach ma. We'll understand what Pesach is. Aval. B'chol hashanu yizmanim shelibo shel ish nofel b'kirbo. But that Jew who experiences those glimmers of excitement, that energy that he feels throughout the calendar year, that person also sometimes falls. And it's not always, not one of these people who's always up, always, so high. He has his ups, he has his downs. And sometimes during the year, we question. Even the ups, we start to say, is my up really an up? I have so many downs, am I up really an up? Or am I tricking myself? And maybe my up is really just HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeeming me from the depths of the hell in which I'm living. And it's not an up at all. Relative to all the downs, it's literally, it's nothing other than surviving. It's not an up. It's not a high. It's not a kirbos elokus. And here's what he says to himself. Listen to these sad words. And we've all said this to ourselves. V'amani Yisrael. In what sense am I a Jew? In what sense am I worthy of the title Yisrael? That's a name of kavod. It's a name of distinction. It's a name of, right? It's a kisarisa. It's a lesson of being a noble, a warrior, a valiant warrior. It's true. When I pull out a Shulchan Aruch and I try to line up my life with the Shulchan Aruch, it lines up. It's not bad. I've gone to Shachar Bin Chamar 3 times a day for the last year. But how many of those can I have any recollection of them being with a deep kavana? How often was I really connected? The reason I remember those 3 Shmoneh Esrei throughout the year that were so awesome is because the other ones were not so awesome. Right? And I remember Yom Kippur because I don't remember anything else because they weren't so awesome. So yeah, I was going through the motions, but mi yavtichini sha'ani al kolponim. Mikatane akatanim shal osa Yisrael. Am I even the smallest of those who are worthy of the title Yisrael? Shehid na'karash baruchu imanu ve'yisim li segula memlechas kodim ve'gad kalush. Is that me? That's what Hashem had in mind when he spoke about a segula, a malachas kohanim, a goy kadosh. That's me. Hein margash ani lefam is oris v'orshal kedusha. It's true. I am the type of person who thinks, who perceives himself as having an elevated moment now and again. Aval ha'im batuach ani kvar v'zeh. Am I so confident? Am I so confident that my ups are really ups? And listen to what he says. Listen to the sad thing that this fellow says to himself. Ha'im lebilam lahavda. Didn't Bilam also have nevuah? Didn't Bilam also have some pretty lofty moments in his life? Right? Why not? Lo nisgalu nevuas yoser gedolos leisatzach. Didn't Bilam in a time of need, in a time when Hashem felt that that's what the world needed, so Hashem sent Bilam something that he was a menuvel. Bilam was a disgusting person. And yet he was able to experience a lofty thing because that's what was necessary. Hashem declared it. Hashem decreed it. He didn't earn it. Maybe my elevated moments are also. Maybe it's Bilam that the world needs it, so Hashem allows it to be. It doesn't mean I'm a tzaddik. Bilam's nevuah is not a testimony to his character. It's that there has to be someone from the Umasola who was able to receive, like Moshe Rabbeinu, but close to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe I'm literally on the verge of falling to the 50th level of Tumah, into the Titay Avein, into the depths of the mud. And because Hashem promised Levil Tiyidach, Menu Nidach, a Malach comes at the last minute, Bo Malacho Yisbarach Shemo, V'yochezeini B'tzitzis Roshi, and the Malach grabs me by my payas Malaleni and yanks me out of there. And I go, oh, look at me, I'm being lifted up. Being lifted up so you're not totally destroyed. What are you so proud of? And this is what the person says about himself. No one's criticizing. He's criticizing himself. I'm in the presence of a Malach. In the presence of a Malach, so you don't descend to the depths of Sheol. Shal Tachtis. So it's not such an up. That's what he says to himself. The Imka Bilam. And now, they say, Bilam, not as bad as Bilam. If like Bilam, Veros Chas V'Sholom, Eini Nofel Acher Kach, I don't fall to that place. I'm not like Bilam, who's mamish involved in disgusting, Averos of Znus, and all sorts of lowly and disgusting things. Aram Mikol Mokom, Halo Nofel Ani, I also fall. V'or Nafshi HaYisera Nether Meni. And those elevated moments, I'm not able to hold on to them. Uvama Yivada Efo Shekula. And how can I know that all of the experiences of my life, Gam Yirido Sai, Avodah. I can pretend. I can try to make a big avodah out of it. All my ridas, Latar Haliyah. I can try to talk it up. But how do I know? the mine alios yiridos, the ups and downs of my experience, kadlus vegadlus ha'ovedein. How do I know that my ups and downs are, so to speak, the kadlus ha'mochin that the Berditchever experienced for a year and a half of his life? And how can I pretend that the godless is the godless that the Berditchever experienced for the majority of his life? As if the kadlus, the godless, is of an oved, of a true Eved Hashem? V'lo chas v'shalom lehefeh. It's very possible that it's just the opposite. Shegam aliosai rak mine hatzolahein. It could be my ups are literally just a Kodesh Baruch having rachmanas on my pathetic soul. And this is the thought that passes through the mind of a Jew who feels that he does have high moments in his life. He's a person who is open to feeling his neshama. And yet during the calendar year, he does ask himself this every now and again. If not exactly in these words, in very similar words. Says the Pious Esther. Hold on to your seats. Zerach b'chol hashana. This type of question of a Jew who's trying to be a Pnimi person. And he's demanding of himself. And that's why, in the deepest way, he's challenging himself with these words. Right? Because he knows he can be better. It's coming from a deep place, a good place. But even this type of language, this negative type of criticism of self, is only shayach to kol hashana. Aval b'yamei ha-pesach, yodeu kvar b'kir bo ki Yisrael hu. He knows in his kishkas, he knows in the depths of his being that he's Yisrael. It's not a shayla. The rest of the year he says, how do I know? Pamani Yisrael. Who says I'm Yisrael? The same way that outsider says, who says that Pesach is an Indian of Ahava? Right? Until he tastes it. He comes to Pesach and he experiences it. And he's overwhelmed by it. And he's so certain. He says, I don't care what mistakes I've made this past year. I know on Pesach that I'm a Jew. Whether I'm in Gullis, whether I'm in Gula, I'm a Yid. And therefore I can sit at the Seder like Malchus. Doesn't matter what the political scene is in the time period in which I'm living. Whether it's the year 2014, Tavshin Ayin Dalid. Whether it's 1940, in a concentration camp in the Warsaw Ghetto. It doesn't matter. I know in the depths of my being I'm a Yisrael. And that's a Gevaldic thing. And I'm going to scream to the Rabbonah Sholem over that simple fact. Lo dai lo ahal. Listen to this. This is so beautiful. Lo dai lo halo echad sha'omar. Uveshira achas. Lo shakta nashra soeris. His soul is so stormy in the desire for kirvas elokus. One halal. Remember the question of the Jews? You'd say halal in shul and then again halal at home? Well, it's a lot of halal. Grump, you know, the grumpy guy in the back of the video. The halal now and halal again later. When the Jew comes to Pesach, if a Jew knows anything about Pesach, he doesn't even dream of asking that question. Hayom you may kedem him. He's mamish in Gan Eden. Hagan Eden yorlo lolam hazev hu yoshiv bo. V'kulo nefach liish acher. He is a fiery Yisrael in every sense of the word. Al koponim. And if he doesn't feel that he's worthy of Yisrael, if that scares you, the thought of being called an authentic Jew, al koponim leikve ish ha Yisrael ha'amiti higya. He's at least reached the Ekev. He's holding by the heel of an emistic Jew. He's holding on to the heel. He's holding on to the heel. Lozeu amoach lozeu leiv shel kol hashana. This is not the same brain. This is not the same heart as the rest of the year. Lo pesach kvar ba v'unasa lahar boer. He's a fiery mountain. He's a mountain of energy. Ha'esh misparetz. The fire is raging. V'yef shelo lisapek ad haseder. And when he walks into shul, and he knows that with the declaration of Ma'ar, Pesach has arrived, the Kedusha Sayom has descended upon the world, you think he can contain himself to wait for Hal at the Seder? U'muchrach take up a Ma'ar v'lomar Hal. He has to say Hal. It's not a question. The halacha says he should say halal. He has to. He cannot hold himself back from saying halal. It's not shayach to not say halal. The kama chazaku aguf. And you know how hard he has to work to not literally explode. Kama chazaku. You know how strong the body is. Sheomer al amdo b'shash al leiv neshama kol kach meraktim mufazes him. When the heart and the neshama are dancing and prancing about within him. You know how hard it is for him to contain his soul within his guf, that his neshama should leap out of his body in that moment. Homim v'roishim b'shir al Hashem. When he comes to the end of the Hallel, and he concludes the Hallel, that is it in his world. That's the only tov. That's the only pleasure in this world. His heart is literally melting inside of him, and he blurts out the following: Ribono shel olam, zeh be'emes hatov ha'amiti. This is it. I'm confident, I know 100% Bekirbo Yisraelu. I know 100%. This is the real thing. There's no greater joy than being able to sing Hallel to you on the night of the Seder. That's what the Sfarim say. When we say every day in Shmon Esrei, so the Pashup Pshat
is more than menatzalach. I'm thankful to you because who should I be thanking? I should be thanking my boss for giving me the raise. No, I'm thanking you because you're God and you're the one who put the idea in the mind of my boss that he should pay me more money. That's the simple. That's the more simplistic, right? More exterior pshat. Mo'udim menatzalach. I'm thankful to you because you're God. The deeper pshat of the Sfarim says, "Modim anachnu lach." I'm thankful to you. Why? Sha'atu v'shalakenu. Simply because you're my God. I'm thankful for the fact that you're my God. I'm not thankful to you as a matter of, if I have to say, thank someone, I have to figure out who's really the source of the kindness of my life. So I thank you. That's a chitzoni pshat. The pnimi pshat is, I'm thankful over the fact that you are my God. And there's no greater joy that a person could feel in that moment than the opportunity. Lahodos l'chol l'zamer l'shmecha. And then what happens when he comes home from shul? We're getting to the end of the piece. V'yoshev el ha-seder, he sits down to the seder, and in mekadesh v'omer ha-agada v'oreich ha-shulchan ha-suda, which is me'ein the suda of olam haba. Gamei varia guf ozim kvar es guf ni'oseha. The guf is not a guf anymore. The guf doesn't function like a guf. V'achushim and his senses, as chushi oseim, turn to the last page. Chushi oseim, where'd we go? Right, his chush is no, v'achushim as chushi oseim, they lose, right, oseim is going back. He loses his guf and he loses his senses. V'kulam ishtachim mizbatlim la'ashem. And everything, he melts in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol kach hizkar ve'leinu ata. To sit by the Seder with a piece of matzah in your hand. Rav Nosson of Breslov said, when a person sits with a piece of matzah in his hand, he's sitting with a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his hand. Lahavdil, kiviyachol. It's as real as it gets, it's as close as you can get. To eat, the mechel de memnusa, the food of Amunah. To ingest the Anochi Hashem Lokecha. Afashulchan v'aneiros. And again, look how the Pius Esther describes it with such beautiful imagery. The table, the candles, the walls of the room in which I find myself in. Kulanu yachad nasim chativa achas v'kulanu korim, bochim, smechim, ahalim. The candles are dancing. The walls are tearing up with the joy of being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lahodo v'tifar to yisbarach. Me'ein olam haba nasabahem. Ya'lo sadai v'chol asher bo. The trees are dancing. The whole world is rejoicing. Kulam nishamos tahoros. Every one of these objects, not just the people, but every one of these objects, right, have a neshama tahora. They have an inner spark that's revealing itself as the world comes into the most magnificent seder, the depth of all seder. And the candles are singing the praise of Hashem, and the table is singing, right, and the matzah's getting up and dancing around. And how fortunate is this Jew? The Jew can hold on to the Seder. The Jew can take a little bit of the matzah, a little bit of the wine, a little bit of the... He got it to Levincha with him throughout the entire year. And he allows himself to dwell a little bit in that Tara, in that Kedusha, in that shining, that brilliant, elevated, heavenly light that he experiences by the Seder. The vision of the Rebbe, I can tell this story, I've told it a million times, I'll tell it a million and one more times. The vision of the Rebbe, when he settled in Eretz Yisrael, said one time to his chassidim, I love Eretz Yisrael so much. They said, we do too. What does the Rebbe see that he loves so much? He says, you know what I love about the people of Eretz Yisrael, the Jews of Eretz Yisrael, even the secular Jews of Eretz Yisrael? Everyone knows the emes in Eretz Yisrael. Because if you ask a Jew on the street, no, what's doing? Manishma, what's happening? He says, what? Hakol b'seder. Hakol b'seder. Everything is taller than the Seder. They get it here. They understand that if you could take a little bit of the Seder with you to the rest of the year, you'll be a real Yid. There'll be no shaila that you're a Yisrael. That clarity that he has by the Seder to say, Vada, I'm a Yisrael tonight. I'm not a corrupted version of my own little version of Bilam HaRasha. I'm a Yisrael. I'm a Yisrael through and through. If you could take that with you, a Kol B'Seder, you understand the whole world is dependent. My whole world is dependent upon the Seder. He says, that's what I love about the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. Concludes the Pius Esther Rebbe. Va'af oz b'Pesach. Shazman gorim listaklis behod elyon yosur mikol hashana. And therefore, when we experience Pesach, and we're given a glimpse of this elevated universe, to see a world that we never get to see, not with those eyes the rest of the year. Mikol makom koshalo la'adim levarach ar Pesach ma'ar asanash. We said earlier, after Pesach, it's hard to describe what you saw. It's hard to put into words. Even if you were to sit down and to write a poem, trying to capture, to write a song, right? To put your Pesach, Tavshin Ayin Dal, into a niggin, you couldn't do it. Umahir gish gam begufo. What his body felt, I can't describe it. L'chol ha-yoser. Yachul lahavchin bein his oris nafsho, his lavusav argashosav rosh hashanah v'mikipurim, lebein his orarusav his lavusav argashosav b'leil pesach. At best, I can try to compare it to another elevated experience. I can say, let me try to tell you what Pesach felt like, as opposed to what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur felt like. That becomes a muscle to try to put into words a feeling. She'oz b'Rosh Hashanah v'mikipurim gama or gama simcha kulim b'yira eim of a pachad hayu. The or, the beautiful splendor of the light of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the joy, and there is joy, the joy of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's all wrapped within yira. It's a simcha, it's an ava, but it's concealed within yira. Pesach, there's a yira, but it's all within an ava. But Pesach gama yira ba'ava. The yira enters into ava on Pesach. And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the ava enters into yira. A person who's experienced it kind of gets what those words mean. But again, does it really describe what Pesach was? Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim tzuras kol argashos v'slavuyos hanefesh ha'seyira. The outer experience, the elevated experience, the hergish of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is one of yira, coupled with ava, but superficially wrapped up in a world of yira. But Pesach, it's the opposite. In Pesach, of course, there's a yira. There's a pachad. A crumb of chametz is a disaster on Pesach. And yet, all of that expresses itself with the hod vikar malchusa ilah, with the glory and the exalted majesty of the One on High. V'yosrim yizek kashal olavar. And it's so hard to describe, especially because after Pesach mipnei shemeata hiriyaso, the eyes of Pesach are no longer the eyes of the rest of the year. The vision has become limited. I can't describe because I can't even see it anywhere. I know it in my kishkas again that I experienced it. I can taste it still, the lingering taste of the afikomen in my mouth throughout the entire year, but I can't really describe it anymore. I can't see it the way I saw it on Pesach. And therefore I can't write a new song to capture Pesach. And I'm forced to review, to try to relive Pesach through the old songs that were written by the Kadmonim. Rak divrei shiros kedoshenu hu mefar mishabeach, uvehem es riyaso riyas b'nei nevi'im hu nosein. I try to attach my feeling to a song written by a tzaddik from an earlier generation. Sometimes I experience a chiddush in Torah that I feel is somehow a reverberation, something that's trickling down from the back of my mind, and I know that it's coming from Pesach. But even as good as the vard is, as good as this chiddush in Torah is, it's still not it. Sometimes I have a chiddush and avodas Hashem even throughout the year, and a way to get close to Him, and it feels good and it feels right. But that's all, again, a drip and a taste of that deep Shira Chadasha, that new song that's longing to burst forth from our soul. And unfortunately, we just don't have it within us to sing it, to hold on to it yet, because that's Gula Shlema. Because I can't bring it down. We're just not quite there yet. Aval Nalam Hu Anitzus. That spark is hidden within. Umitachas l'sichlo hu mistater. It hides behind, unfortunately, that seichel that we still operate with. We're not able to give ourselves over entirely to the neshama. V'nitzu tzira chadasha, and that taste of the shira chadasha, hu avas ha'or, hu re'iyas b'nei anavim lo'olam hazeh. It's something that's brought through a light and a vision that the b'nei anavim, those who are seeking this, can sometimes experience in a small way in this world. Ulegalos of makom hazeh k'nishter le'al, to taste it all that much more so in this time and in this place called Pesach. V'zeh kashru l'dareinu v'chutz la'aretz. But all the more so in our times, it's harder and harder to hold on to that spark, to taste it. All the more so in our times, and all the more so in chutz la'aretz. This is the avodah, this is the world. Beautiful, no? I wanted just to mesayim with a letter that the Piyazetz wrote in 1939. A famous letter is printed in the back of his volume, The Derech HaMelech, in the Mechtavim. He wrote it to his chevra. And again, just a few words, just to see. We don't really need it at this point after what we just saw, but just to take it one step deeper in slightly different lashonos. Again, so magnificent. Look at the line that ends with the word V'teikaf, about 8 lines in. V'teikaf kishemigia tefilas ha'erev b'layla. As soon as the night arrives, yismach ha'ish begodol z'chuso. You have to feel, the second Pesach arrives, you have to feel, what is chus? V'yachshav ma me'ushar ani. How lucky, how fortunate I am. Shezachisi al ha'shleimus, v'alisi al olam ha'elyon. The Pesach starts begging those who want to have shaykhs to him. Realize what Pesach is. Hey, namas sheyeshli daigos gufnias veruchnias. It's true. We all have struggles of the guf. We all have shortcomings in our ruchnias. Aval ata es hakol hishlachti mimeni. On Pesach, we throw it all to the side. Gamis kol ola. Aves atzmi pashatati mimeni. I leave my entire self behind. I leave the whole world behind. And I just enter that Gan Eden called Pesach. Ve'ein li ata rak lamud besoch ha-machan ha-gadol sh'malachim ofanim v'chayas ha-kodesh. I allow myself to be surrounded by, again, those angels that the Zohar describes as coming to my Seder. Le'varech u'la'alel l'shmo ha-gadol. Le'galos u'la'ahiras or ain't sofo yizbarach gam ba'aretz v'gam b'kerev nishmasi v'gufi. That every bit of the Bria should again be rejoicing, should be dancing. V'kol kach tarev simchaso v'kol kach tigadel hislavuso acharach b'koshi yatzer as gufo mibli rakadmin ha'aretz ad l'rakia. Beautiful lashon. It's only with great restraint that he's able to hold himself back from dancing from here to the heavens, from the earth to the heavens. U'mibli hisparek v'hispakeya kima'at. It's difficult for him to stop himself literally from entering a state of spontaneous combustion, from bursting, that his body should explode from the simcha, from the intense energy of the kirvas of Lukus. Va'achar kach shabala seder. Let's read one more line. Yitzayir lo atashu began Eden. And if you're going to take one meditation with you to the Seder, just take this. Just close your eyes for a minute at the Seder. As much as you love your family and everything around you, but say, there's much more. There's much more in the room. I am literally sitting in Gan Eden. And the Suda has to be no less chashuv to me than the Suda described at the end of Maseches Tanis, the Suda of the Tzadikim, the Suda Me'ein Olam Haba, the Suda Slav Yasan, right? A Suda Me'ein, a Suda Shal Suda Lasad Lavuhi. That's a Suda that we get to experience with our matzah, and with our maror, and with our dalet kosos, v'chula v'chula v'chula, to taste a little bit of that world called Gan Eden. It's a lofty goal, and I want to just be Messiah with one line from the Eish Kodesh from Parshas HaChodesh. From the year 1940, Tavshin. In the last paragraph on the piece right before Shabbos HaGadol, Parshas Tzachodesh, he says the following vart from one of his illustrious ancestors. HaChodesh asher Yeshuos bo makifos. It says in the piyut that this Chodesh, this month, the month of Nisan, is a month where Yeshuos are makifos. What does it mean that Yeshuos are makifos? Yeshuos are makifos. The simple pshat is that we're surrounded by Yeshuos. It's a gevaldik time. We're surrounded on all sides, but the opportunity for Yeshua. But he says over, "Kod kedushas Avi, Adoni Mori, Maran Harav Kadosh Tatzal." Amar, you know what makifos also means? What does it say in Pirkei Avos? In Pirkei Avos it says, "Hachenvani makif al pinkas." You have it elsewhere in Shas Osam, right? But it describes the chenvani, the storekeeper, who's makif al pinkas. He lends on his ledger. He lends on credit. He writes down, so-and-so owes me money, but I'm happy to lend it to him. This is a month, Asher Yeshua's Bo Makifos. It's a month where if you don't feel that you're big enough to tap into everything we've been learning for the last 45 minutes, and we don't feel that we have the depth of the neshama, and I'm not that person who can just let go in that way, borrow it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Borrow it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kana Ben Shoah. Shoah is the Lashon of She'ila, is the Lashon of borrowing. So borrow from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a month of Yeshua, it's a Bo Makifos. This type of Yeshua, the redemption of the soul, can be borrowed. Shemakif in Yeshua is Gal Mishayin Roy. Hashem, write it down. I'll pay you back when I get there. But just lend it to me that I should be able to experience it a little bit. Says the Piazetzer, to add on to, again, the words of his illustrious ancestor, V'kevan she'ayin panu l'Torah, efshar gan lomar, I'll say it one step further. Milashon torim shalom en amukaf, haynu milashon samuch. When we know, when it comes to separating truma, you're not allowed to separate truma from one pile on a pile that's far away, that's somewhere else. That's called Torah lo min hamukaf. Mukaf means that which is within its environs, within its surrounding areas. And therefore mukaf is a lashon of samach, of being close by. Says the Piazetzer, we should be zocha. That it should be a chodesh asher Yeshuos bo makifos. A month where the Yeshuos are lent to us on credit. A month where the Yeshuos are close by. And a month where, again, the most simple translation of the piyut, of the piyut for Parshas HaChodesh. It's a month where we're surrounded by salvation. And Amir Tzashem, we should all be zocha to experience a little bit, a taste of this Gan Eden, this magnificent world. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvod v'atzmo, the kol pamalya delay, comes down and sits with each and every one of us, whether we have the fanciest Seder in the world or the most simple Seder in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, the angels are there. And Amir Tzashem, we should be zocha this year to welcome Eliyahu and Navi through the door with the Gula Shleim of Meher B'Amin.